Es hat also sehr nötig, ich hatte geschlagen, wenn wir Juden mit Sechus besuchen darf nun. Pasuk says, in the times of Mashiach, lo yia or yukaris v'kipoyin, there will be no light yukaris v'kipoyin. Rabbi Lazar said this refers to the sun, which is yukar, precious in this world, and kafoi, trivial in the next world. Rabbi Yechon says this refers to halachas of the goyim and the holies, which are difficult in this world, but will be easily understood in the next world. Rabbi Shimon Levi said this refers to people who are respected on this world, but will not be in the next world. We find this concept when his son, Rav Yosef, was deathly ill, and the Shimon went to Shemayim. When he awoke, he told his father, I saw oilam hafachar isi, I saw a backwards world up there. People are respected here, are not respected there. He also said he heard them saying in Shemayim, lucky is the one who comes here with Tamuda biyodai. He also said that he heard them say that no one comes close to the high level of those that are executed by the government. The Gemara says this refers to the two brothers of Lud who pled guilty to a crime they didn't even commit and were executed just to save the community from being punished and killed out. Pasuk says that in the times of Mashiach will be al metzilois hasus kodesh l'Hashem. What does this mean? That the metzilois on the horse will be holy to Hashem. Rabbi Shimon Levi said this refers to the fact that at that time Hashem will increase the size of Yerushalayim to the point that a horse will have to run from dawn till chatzos just to travel from one end to the other. But Lazar said this refers to the bells that are hung between a horse's eyes. It means that people will donate even this all to Hashem. Rabbi Yechanan said this means that all the spoils the Yidden will get on that day from morning until chatzos will be donated to Hashem. In fact, the Pasuk says that Hashem will become king on all the lands. On that day, his name will be one. He will be one, his name will be one. Hashem is one today as well. It's not just on that day when Mashiach comes. Rav Acha bar Hanina said, this refers to the fact that in this world, when someone makes a bracha, when good things happen, he makes a different bracha when bad things happen. Because we see them as different. But in the next world, one will always make the bracha about Tovah Meitiv, because everyone will always see it as the good that it is. Back tomorrow, what does it mean that Hashem's name will be one? Then his name is one today as well. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, there's a first to the fact that in this world, Hashem's name is read differently than it's written. It's written Yud Kei Vav Kei, we read it as with the Shem Adnas. Whereas in the next world, Hashem's name will be read as it is written. Hadnalach Perek Elu Ayrim. Perek Mokum Shinahagu Perek Revi. Zakta Mishnah Mesiata Dishmaya. If a person lives in a place where the custom is to work on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, he may do so. If the custom is not to work on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, he may not work there. If someone travels from a place with one custom to a place with the other custom, he always has to follow the more chumadika custom. A person should not conduct himself differently than the minig, because so he shouldn't bring about arguments among people. Similarly, if someone travels on Shemitah and brings Shemitah produce from a place in which he was allowed to store fruit in the house, because there was fruit of this kind still out in the field, and he goes and brings this fruit to a place in which he may not store this type of fruit in the house, because in that place there isn't available this fruit in the field, or vice versa, he must put the stored fruit back into the field. Rabbi Yehuda says, we tell him, go out and bring for yourself. What this means, we'll see in the Gemara. Why did the Mishnah single out Erev Pesach? Every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov has the same halacha about working. So why is it dafka Erev Pesach? On Erev Pesach, it's also to work at Chatzos. On all other days, it's only also to work from the time of Mincha. Another teretz is one who works on Erev Pesach is put into Chayim. One who works on the other days doesn't see bracha from that work, but he wouldn't be put into Chayim. A braisa says someone who works on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov from the time of Mincha, or on Moitzoy Shabbos, Moitzoy Yom Tov, or Moitzoy Yom Kippur, or on Tisha B'Av will never see bracha from that work. A braisa says there are people who are hardworking and are rewarded. It refers to someone who works all week but not on Erev Shabbos. There are people who are hardworking and they lose. He works all week and even works on Erev Shabbos as well. There are people who are lazy and rewarded. They don't work all week, but they also don't work on Erev Shabbos. And there are people who are lazy and they lose. They only work on Erev Shabbos. Rava said, the women of Mechuzah never work due to their frailty. But they are still considered part of the third category of people because they don't work on Erev Shabbos either. Rava said, one pasuk says Hashem rewards everyone until the heavens. Another pasuk says Hashem rewards even above the heavens. Rava explains, the first pasuk discusses reward for one who does the mitzvah, not lishma. The second pasuk refers to someone who does the mitzvah, lishma. Bryce says someone who looks to earn a living by having his wife try to rent scales to merchants or by renting out a handmill will not see bracha from that money. Bryce says one who makes money by selling thin sticks or jars will not see bracha from the money. The reason is that they're very bulky and therefore become the subject of people's ayin hara. Bryce says merchants who sell in the public areas, also people who raise small animals, also people who chop down good trees for wood, and people who always insist on taking the best piece of something when it's being divided, they'll never see bracha from their gains because they are noticed by people and become the subject of ayin hara. Bryce says the wages of a cipher, of a meturgamon, of a person who managed the money of orphans and takes a percentage of the profits, and the money earned from overseas shipping services will never see bracha from the money. Now we can understand why the Mitargamen wages don't see bracha, because it looks like he earned them on Shabbos. Also, the money earned by orphan from managing for orphans is also understandable, because the orphans are too young to agree that the percentage is taken, and therefore it stops bracha from coming. Money earned from overseas shipping is also understandable as well, because there are many thieves and pirates that threaten the very profits. However, why will the soifer never see bracha from his wages? Rabbi Shubalei, we said the Anshe Knesset Gedolah daven that soifrim should not become wealthy, so that they will always continue writing, and there will be plentiful supply of Sifrei Torah and Mezuzahs. It's a Sifrei Kodesh. A Braisa says soifrim and sellers of tchelis do not see bracha from their wages. However, if they do it for l'shem shemayim, they do see bracha. The Gemara says the people of Beishan would not travel from Tzur to Tzidon on Friday. That became their minhag. Later generations asked Rabbi Yochanan to permit them from doing so, because they felt they needed to do so for financial purposes, even on Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan said, "You may not do so. This has become your minhag that has been established for you, and therefore you may not change it."